This NFL season, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get 3 weeks of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. So if you've got a hunch, you can watch it come to life live, like a vibe hunch.
I don't like the way the quarterback is warming up. I don't like the way the running back is warming up. I definitely don't like the way the punter is warming up.
Put your hunch to the test this season with FanDuel. All customers bet $5 and get a 3 week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Plus, new customers bet $5 and get 200 in bonus bets guaranteed. 21 plus and present in North Carolina. New customer offer. First online real money wager only. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets expiring 7 days after receipt. See terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. NFL Sunday Ticket offer from YouTube and YouTube TV ends 9/22/24. After 3 week free trial, the full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally. Cancel anytime. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. YouTube TV base plan required to watch YouTube TV. Redemption requires a Google account and current form of payment.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, we are about to get kicked out of the studio because it's booked by someone else. Boo.
Boo. How Boo. Dare you?
How dare you? I hope whoever's coming in here to an interview with someone is interviewing someone incredibly cool, because then I would be like, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I know. I wonder who it is. But if they're in here, maybe on Zoom, so they're probably not physically going to be here with
maybe
them.
Maybe they will be. You just don't know.
So, I'm going off to look at all the Olympians.
Are you?
I'm going to go on to O'Connell Street to look at the homecoming.
I'm going to look at the M9.
I'm nervous though, because it says it's on from like 12:30.
Oh, you need to be there early.
But the fucking roads are closed till 10 p.m. So I'm like, are they going to drip feed them with, like, no offence, somebody who got knocked out in round one first? And then will it be like Kelly and Daniel Whiffen and the rowers and Mona and all the rest at the end?
I'm not sure what they're going to do with that. A long day to have the roads closed. What the hell?
It's a long day.
Well, listen, we'll catch you back here live in the morning. Have a great day.
We're getting kicked out. Bye.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hi and good morning. Welcome to Monday.
Morning.
Brand new week.
Here we are.
It's Emma Nash, Dave on his holidays. He was giving out a lot about that cruise, but according to his Instagram stories, it looks like he's having a sweet old time on the Mediterranean.
It took him about 10 minutes to put up the most stunning picture of the sun on the water from his bedroom. Yeah. And I was like, why did this man ever moan? He's going to be insufferable for the next week. I encourage you to unfollow him. That's what I've done. How many jokes?
You've muted him till he's back. I have a little PSA. For anyone who doesn't, like, whose family lives outside of Dublin or far away or whatever, don't make any big commitments when you're feeling that pang of homesickness on a Sunday evening.
Okay.
Because that's what I did last night. And in my pang of homesickness, I have committed to a round trip to Waterford this afternoon.
No.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Emma, you literally spent the weekend before with your mother and your sister at All Together Now.
I haven't seen the kids. Florence,
they won't even remember.
That's the problem.
They have no memory.
They're not going to remember who I am.
Oh, relax. You're not doing that.
I bet you, like, the 1.5-year-old will like make strange with me now. He'll be like, who are you? I can't have that with my niece and nephew. I need to go home.
Oh,
so
my
I'm going
God.
Home. And I haven't seen my dad in ages either. But I do have a huge amount of regret.
Absolutely.
I have, in case my granny's listening, she waits for us to start at 7 o'clock. We're all coming to your house today, granny. We haven't actually discussed that.
That'll be just Emma now, not me.
Yeah, yeah.
By we, it's just
by
her and her family.
I mean, I've asked my sister to drag everyone down because my granny be closer to Dublin, kind of a thing, you know. So that's just a PSA for you this morning, granny. We'll all be there around lunchtime if you're not a Samba or something.
What a wild morning in Waterford. What a wild Monday.
I know. Anyway, a lot of regret, but your luck, we're doing it.
Well, have a great time on the M9.
Music now. Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin. Just gone 7:10. Hope you're well this morning.
Hey there.
So did we sit down and watch the closing ceremony last night for the Olympics?
Do you know what? I actually didn't. I was coming back from the airport and I completely missed it.
It was very late.
Yeah, was
very
it?
Very late. I was kind of following along on Twitter because the way I wanted to be lying in bed, said I might stream it over to the telly. But yeah, it was just a lot of messing before they got to the good stuff.
Right,
do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I kind of caught up on clips this morning. Overall, I think there is sadness well, certainly in my mind now, to think that just the relaxation of having it in the background all day won't be on.
I'm devastated.
Girls in the group going, did you see her one? She was great. Are you watching this later? Thoroughly enjoyed it this year. And just to say, obviously, here at home and in Dublin, the public homecoming for the Irish Olympic team was announced by Dublin City Council, and it'll take place today in front of the GPO. That'll kick off at 12:30. You're going to head to that, I think.
I'm going to go with my friend. I'm excited.
No tickets needed. Fully free to the public, and everyone is welcome. And other parties kind of planned around over the next little while. A special message will light up the Samuel Beckett Bridge this weekend.
Nice.
Celebrating all their achievements. And then Kelly Harrington, do you remember the last time she got gold? Portland Row was just a massive fun and excitement.
Yes.
She came in on the bus eventually holding the little mini Simba, the Lion King.
Yeah.
It was very much her thing. So it looks like that's happening again, and that's happening on Monday, this special kind of homecoming between 7 and 9.
Is Simba confirmed?
I'm not
that?
Sure. Simba's confirmed, but I'm sure the plenty of Hakuna Matata signs will be out in force. And the Dublin Fire Brigade pipe band and vocalist, legendary Gemma Dunleavy, will be a part of that gig.
Class.
For Kelly as well, which is cool. But just looking at last night, it was interesting to see and kind of watch it all unfold online. I'd been kind of swatting up on it. So essentially, the reason that we were saying last week, Billie Eilish, the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Snoop Dogg were all going to perform at the closing ceremony.
Yeah.
What all of those have in common is they are from the West Coast. They're all from LA area, greater area. And
gotcha.
Obviously, last night, the whole idea was looking ahead to Olympic Games 2028, which will be hosted in LA. So it got very American very quickly last night.
Right, okay.
So they were kind of doing their own bits. American singer-songwriter Her was performing. And then in arrives Tom Cruise doing his own stunts. He landed into the stadium from the roof, like really stunt-worthy, Mission Impossible-esque. And then he grabbed the Olympic flag, got into a motorbike and left.
Epic.
So then the next set of performances were from LA, okay?
I presume that Billy and all would be in Paris.
I was disappointed to learn not, and it was definitely recorded months ago as
well.
Oh,
no! Right?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, bummer!
Anyway, here's when Tom arrived into the Stade de France.
They wondered how it would be possible to follow in the footsteps of Paris 2024. It turns out it's far from a mission impossible.
I would expect nothing less from Tom Cruise to do his own stunts and to make an entrance like that.
It was really cool, and I loved it. I actually followed him on Twitter, and I saw him pop up being like, he was just delighted with himself, wasn't he? His big kind of moment.
I just jumped off.
Oh, yeah, he was kind of giving me that vibe. But as I said, Snoop Dogg famously is in Paris and has been the NBC correspondent for the Olympic Games for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And has in many ways been star of the show in that right in terms
for
of
sure.
entertainment value. He was performing on the beach in LA. So I'm going to predict this was all shot a very long time ago. Billy performed Birds of a Feather. Sounded amazing. Kind of mean watching it, because obviously just even with time difference alone in Paris, it was so dark, a bit more miserable, and then they just pan over to like probably the most beautiful day LA has had.
Oh my
god. And they're on a beach, etc. The legendary Chili's performed, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Don't age that band. I was watching that video this morning. They just sounded amazing. And then Snoop, of course, brought out Dr. Dre. So then after all that, it was back to the Stade de France, and French singers, I like that, it came back to
French.
Yzult is the singer's name. She's absolutely incredible. And the final song before the whole stadium just lit up with these really incredible, beautiful, impressive fireworks was a cover of the song My Way.
Oh!
I Did It My Way.
Oh, Frank Sinatra.
Very nice. Yeah.
Goosebumps.
She's in the wrong job. She needs to get swimming with those lungs. Unbelievable scenes.
Well,
but again,
cool.
what are you going to do with your day now?
I don't know.
Do you know what this reminds me of? The first time I was obsessed with Love Island, when it actually became my life. This is years ago now. I know it's not as cool anymore. And I really felt a bit bereft after it. I don't know what to do now with
my
evenings.
It was Love Island sport,
wasn't it? But it wasn't just on at 9 o'clock in the evening. It was on all day.
Yeah,
it was brilliant.
It was great fun.
Producer Callum.
The Paralympics is back as well. That starts on Wednesday, the 28th.
True.
so it's 2 and a bit weeks.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, sure, there we are. Oh, sort of for another few weeks.
Is that from Paris too?
Yeah, yeah, wall to wall. So they reuse the venues for the Paralympians.
And how long does that run until?
Until September the 8th. So there's about a week and a half of that as well.
Brilliant. Laughing. We're back, baby. Fine, no problem. I no longer have that little sadness. Here is Charlie XCX, Song of the Summer, question mark. Here's Apple on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Switch Disco, Ella Henderson and React. You're listening to Spin. We want to send you to Ibiza for the big closing parties in September. Won't be long coming around. We'll give you another chance to get yourself into that draw after 8 o'clock this morning.
And it's just Emma and I this week, Dave, currently floating somewhere on the Med. So I'm going to take the baton of technology expert this week.
Brilliant.
And tell you about the new iOS 18 update coming to iPhones soon. It includes 12 new features coming to iMessage, which I think for a lot of people in Ireland doesn't really apply to us. I think most people use WhatsApp over iMessage. Would you agree with that?
I would indeed, in the sense that the only time I get texts or iMessages is like on post or the doctor confirming an appointment.
Yeah, that's... and they're not iMessages, they're just SMS.
Yeah, fair. So just that whole feature to me is redundant.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. I think in America they use iMessage a lot. Like yeah. I know my boyfriend Alex, American, when he moved here, a lot of his friends had to like download WhatsApp to talk to him. They all use iMessage. So this new iOS 18, they're calling it Apple's biggest ever update, and they've rolled it out to like a select group of people, and they're in Apple's developer program. So some people have the features, but it's going to come to us sooner than expected, apparently, potentially before the end of the year. So they've 12 new features for iMessage. A heap of them are stuff you can already do on WhatsApp and things you could do on WhatsApp for years.
Right, okay, so they're very... Sometimes that's embarrassing to even reveal that it's new. It's
like,
it's kind of old news for people.
It's kind of cringe. One of the things is audio message. Sorry, I think that means voice note. Only now being brought to iMessage.
Wow.
It's crazy. Another thing that is being added, typing indicators, as in Emma is typing. Been there, done that. Had that on bloody Bebo, did we? Red receipts. That's new. Higher resolution photos and videos. Wi-Fi messaging between iPhone and Android.
Oh. Ooh.
AKA WhatsApp. Share location. Text formatting. That's making messages bold and italics and all the rest. Again, have been able to do that in WhatsApp for a long time. Nobody really uses it.
I would sometimes if I'm really trying to make a point.
You would actually.
Yeah.
You would. You put a bit of care into your messages.
I would sometimes, yes.
Tap back emojis, which is like where you reply to the message with an emoji.
Yeah.
On iMessage, you can only use 6 specific ones. They're going to extend it to the whole emoji bank, folks.
Way.
Crazy concept. Now, some of the new ones. Send later. Schedule a reply.
Oh, I'm big into that idea.
That's kind of cool.
You know what I love that for? Do you know if you're busy and you know that Thursday is your friend's birthday, but you think about that on Monday.
That's a great idea.
You thought about that Monday at 2 o'clock and then it's Thursday at 1:30 in the day and you're like, Jesus, it was her birthday. I'm a texter. When I think of it on the Monday, I'd like to schedule the message.
Or like when we get up in the morning, I'm like, I don't want to send a text at 6 a.m. Seems a bit keen.
Yeah,
I'll spore it for later on. Yeah, that's a great one. New animated text effects. So this kind of gives me like Microsoft PowerPoint vibes, like dramatic text movements.
Oh, you're okay. I just need to read the message.
I think that could be fun. The new iMessage will be able to solve maths equations for you in the text and convert currencies, temperatures and measurements.
Oh, I'm into that.
That's kind of cool.
That's helpful. Can't think of an example I'd use it for.
No, definitely not.
I don't know. Do I cook this chicken Fahrenheit or Celsius? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, or like am I texting my mom being like, it'll take 2 + 9 hours for me to get there. Like, what?
Yeah.
I think the reason why they say it's going to be the biggest update ever is because it's the first time they're introducing Apple Intelligence, which is like Apple's own AI.
Yeah.
And there are a few iMessage features that are going to use Apple Intelligence. Those include smart replies, which is like suggested replies to your texts.
Yeah, that's like what pops up on emails, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Thanks a million for this.
I don't like that type of stuff. Notification summaries. So when you look at your phone, it'll summarize
the message.
All the messages that you've gotten or like all the different notifications.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when you don't want to click in, say on WhatsApp and give someone a double tick extra, it's like I want to be able to think about
that
reply.
Yeah, it might be like Emma sent a photo, Callum sent a text, Dave sent an emoji.
But it's kind of like, I think this is what's in the photo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that type of thing. Well, speaking of photos, Image Playground is coming, and this is really fun, where you type in a text prompt and it'll create an image that you can send. Very ChatGPT-esque or whatever.
Almost like it creates the meme for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And on that, The latest one, which is very, very cool, is going to be AI-generated custom emojis. Type in a text, I want a dinosaur on a surfboard, and it'll make the emoji for you.
No way!
Yeah. I have a feeling Google Pixel might say they're doing this as well. I feel like it's not the first time I heard of this. I don't know, but anyway.
Sometimes the emojis are limited.
Yeah. It's like, oh, absolutely. Yeah. I often type in an emoji, I'm like, I don't have it. That's cool.
And then you can merge them as well. Yeah. So yeah. If you actually had a burger and chips, you can just shove the chips on top of the burger.
And I could be like, make me a veggie burger.
Oh my God. Wow.
With vegan cheese.
I literally use two emojis. I don't know why I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I know. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Jordan Adetunji and Kalani, you're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Don't know if you saw the news on Friday, Jordan Adetunji added to the Electric Picnic lineup.
Yes, the final list of new announcements was made on Friday,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, some last-minuters, the Saw Doctors, the Mary Walloper is in there, Chasing Abby. Jordan Adetunji, that song being about 2 minutes long.
Yeah, I presume it'll be a pretty short set of all the songs like that.
Gonna need a bit of filler. Gonna need a few covers.
Today, this is the week, Ali, all set.
I know, we were talking about it this morning. We were like, stressed. I can't believe it's this week.
It's just mad because I still haven't unpacked my backpack properly from Altogether Now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really stressing me out. I'm at the point now where I'm like, there won't be a camping chair left in Dublin by tomorrow.
I need to sort all that stuff out
today.
I think you should do a fun lucky dip. Just bring the bag as is and see what you find.
No! I would hate that. So then.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
I think Dave's better at that, to be honest.
I like your take on it, okay? We want to make history on That's Not My Name this week. We want you to come on and we want to guess your name with no hints, clues or guesses. If we guess your name correctly today, you will match the highest amount of IMC Cinema Passes ever won on this game, and that is 16. That's how much we'll give you today. If nobody guesses, or if we don't guess correctly today, it rolls on to next week. I can't even think about the heartbreak that will bring. So we'll talk about that later if and when it comes to
it. And when it comes to it, yeah, 18 IMC Cinema Passes would be for the taking.
I couldn't do it.
So here's how this works. You've been sending in your voice notes with your names. The only person in the room who has heard them is our producer Callum, and you're about to hear them, but Aisling and I won't. So, headphones off.
My name is Kerry.
And let's go with player one.
Player one.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Okay, player one. Is your name Nicola?
No. That's not my name.
That's not your name. Okay, I'm going for another N. Is your name Neve?
That's not my name.
Ugh. Player one, is your name?
That's not my name.
No. Player one, go on. What's your name?
My name is Kerry.
Kerry.
Kerry. Oh, I was getting in there with the K. I'm so sorry, darling.
You were kind of close with Kate.
Don't worry.
Sorry, Kerry.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one, hon. Bye-bye.
Hang on. I have to stop you there, Emma. This is That's Not My Name. It's Buzz Buzz Wah Wah Wah. It's not Wah 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 Buzz.
Are you actually being that pedantic?
Yeah, Emma. This is how we play the game.
Okay, so sorry. In that case, I went Wah 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 Wah
Buzz. It completely put me off, and that's why I said Neve. That's why I got it wrong.
Oh, it was
I would
my
have
fault.
Got it right there, yeah.
So just to be correct, we go this.
Yeah. Then we're trying to make history here.
Then we do this again.
Yeah.
And then if we're still wrong, we do this.
Yes.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Wakey.
Okay, voice note number two. Let's get our headphones off.
Hello, my name is John.
Player two, where are you?
Player two, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, you're chirpy this morning. Sound like you've been up for hours, have you?
We have been, yes, this morning I have.
Okay, right. Fair play to you. All right, player two. Is your name Niall?
It's not my name.
Player two. Is your name Darren?
That's not my name.
Mm. Player two. Is your name Connor?
That's not my name.
Oh, no, please, go on. Tell us what your name is.
My name is John.
John!
Oh, I'm thinking of John a few minutes ago. So typical. I'm so sorry, John.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Even when I get the buzz, in the right order, we still haven't had a good round
there. Yeah, okay, maybe I was wrong there the first time.
Last chance to get this right. Voice note number three, headphones off.
My name is Angela.
Player three.
Good morning, player three. Hello.
Hiya, how are you?
Good morning. What's the story? Okay.
Player three, is your name Kira?
No, that's not my name.
Player three, is your name Sarah?
No, that's not my name.
Player on, three. Ashley, last chance.
Please.
Is your name Shauna?
Oh, no, that's not my name.
No.
Oh, my close. Player three, what's your name?
Angela.
Angela's ashes.
That's how I feel right now.
You feel like that whole movie.
I feel like that sad movie.
That's sad.
Oh, sorry,
sad
Angela.
Have a great day.
Oh, no worries.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Disaster. We're useless. Can we scrap the game?
Absolutely not. Because next week on That's Not My Name, we could make history when we give away potentially 18 IMC Cinema Passes, or it could roll on to 20. I can't even imagine.
Have we ever given away 20 IMC Cinema Passes before in the show?
I think, oh, we probably have.
Would you ever have to pay for the cinema again?
Yeah, probably
not. I don't know.
Not.
I don't go that often.
This is a serious opportunity.
It is. Okay, we play again next Monday.
All the common name folk come through next Monday.
I'll go and look up my horoscope or something later to try and get a bit more mystical. Physical, you're with Emma, David, Aisling on Spin.
No sign of that song in any Olympic coverage that I watched.
Oh, it would have been good for an old montage
would
video
have been
or something.
A good one. If you're currently planning the homecoming ceremony for O'Connell Street, I should hope it's planned already. But
it's on
at
half 12
it's
today.
On in a few hours' time. A good one for someone to walk out to.
Would be physical, yeah, absolutely. That was kind of slept on, I think, this year.
It was. And also, no sign of Dua at the Olympics, and she loves a holiday.
She does, famously love a holiday.
Loves a holiday, that girl.
I did even notice the montage videos. You know, RT made a big montage video yesterday of all the highlights, as did the BBC. The BBC used a really sad Ed Sheeran song.
What?
It was like...
like Lego House. Imagine how weird.
Some people were saying that it made them a bit upset. Like, just... it was just very emotive what they did with it. But I thought a rogue choice. Now, I haven't watched it. Maybe it does work. But I just can't imagine, like... I found a love.
It was meant to be, like, sad that it's over.
Maybe
but
so,
in Ireland, we're like, woo, seven medals.
Yeah.
Happy that it happened.
Buzzing.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. 3, 2, 1.
Hello, hope you're well. Welcome to a brand new week. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. No Dave this week, in case you're like, why does he just not like talking to the girls anymore?
No, he's just...
is he mad at them?
He's just talking to the seagulls on the Mediterranean.
Yeah, he's on his cruise at the moment.
He's on a cruise.
I was away the weekend as well. I was in England and I love this new thing that we have in our group, as in our work group of myself, Ash, producer Callum and our Dave.
Yes, me too.
Because this was a conversation that we had on the show in recent weeks about how... and you know that feeling, and obviously do not be tempted to do this, but you know that feeling when you're out on the tarmac at the airport about to board a plane. You might be standing in a queue and obviously it's just so vast. You can see the runway and the grass in the distance.
Yeah.
And we all agreed that we all have this common inner demon in us that sometimes you're just so tempted to leg it.
Yeah. Just want to run free.
Just to run free. And everyone's so well behaved, just standing in the queue to get in the airport. And there's the temptation to be like, I'd just love to leg it and see what happens.
Yeah.
Obviously, don't do that. But now, anytime any of us board a flight in the group, is a photo that comes in of the open space. And people just being like, I'd love to peg it. Callum, you were coming back from Austria the other day.
It was actually, and I was really surprised with this. I went to Austria on Wednesday and we were flying Aer Lingus. And normally when you fly Aer Lingus, you go over the jet bridge to get onto the plane. You don't go outside.
Yeah, the posh way.
But we had to go on one of them pathetic little buses to the other terminal.
Yeah, I had to do that too.
So we got onto one of them and then we had to walk from the terminal, the mini terminal, onto the plane. And it was just like, I've never been to that part of the airport before because it was so far out of the way.
Yeah.
And there was just so much space. And I was just like, I want to go away. Actually, after what happened, I really didn't want to go away.
Context, Callum went to Austria hoping to see Taylor Swift, which naturally didn't happen. Yeah.
But it was just, there's just so much space, you just want to run.
Yeah, I know, so I get it. So producer Callum sent that message in on, Wednesday and just said, I just want to leg it. Emma came in on Friday with her version of the message, which was just the tarmac and a little running man emoji.
Oh, yeah.
And then yesterday when I was coming home from Geneva, we had to like walk down the stairs, but like we're immediately right beside the door. And my mom was like talking to me and I was like, yeah, 1 second, sorry. Hang on 1 second. I was like, I have to get the pic. I was like, took the quickest picture. It's basically all ground. And I was like, running emoji. send. I was like, sorry, yeah, what were you saying, man?
It almost feels illegal just taking a picture of that open space.
Oh,
because it just feels like you shouldn't be there.
Everything about it is wrong. Speaking of the bus, I got double bussed both ways and back.
Oh,
arrived in Leeds Airport to a bus. Got home to a bus yesterday. But it was just a disaster. I hate the buses at the airport. Should really kill the vibe.
Should have just ran. I'd happily run, folks.
Spins fully charged with...
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Chapel Roan and Good Luck Babe on Spin. I wish she was one of the late announcements for Electric Picnic be this year, but it would just be such a brilliant opportunity to see her for the first time. I think we're all a little bit obsessed with Chapel Roan at the moment.
Absolutely. It's like that time where Lizzo came to Dublin and played the Olympia when she was like already massive.
Yes.
People are dying to see her. Here we are though. I'm a little bit bet into my jeans this morning, a bit more than I was on Friday, say, thanks to my weekend in Geneva.
Was the food delish?
In which I ate so much chocolate.
Really?
OMG, I ate so much chocolate.
Yeah, they just, I'm sorry for my ignorance, but they're just known as the best at making chocolate.
Yeah, yes. Like Swiss chocolate, I think, is kind of famous. They make Toblerone and stuff like that. And there's just chocolate shops everywhere, like bougie chocolate shops. And I told you on Friday that I was heading off to Geneva with my mom for a weekend away. We said we'll go somewhere random, somewhere that neither of us had ever been. We settled on Geneva, and a couple of weeks after we booked it, a report came out stating that Geneva was the number one most expensive city in the world to live.
Yeah, that kind of freaks me out sometimes. I remember being in Sweden once and being really taken aback by the cost of everything. And that's, you know, not Geneva standard.
Yeah, but look, I don't know. I'm starting to think it might be all kind of relative. So on Friday, I was really freaked out because I was asking you guys to guess, how much money do you think I would spend on my weekend in Geneva?
You were quite specific with the rules and regulations on this, not including flights, not including your accommodation, in spending money from landing to before you got home.
Exactly. Okay, and I took a tally of everything that I spent, and I will give you the big reveal. But by the time I left on Friday, I was bricking it because the guesses that came in were astronomical.
Some people were guessing over a grand mark for two full days.
Like, the most guesses came in were between 500 and 800 euro for 2 days.
Yeah, yeah.
I was absolutely bricking it. I'll start by saying, what a gorgeous city. And I wouldn't be afraid to go there based on the cost of things, because I think you can get around it.
Mm-hmm.
It is expensive, but I feel it's kind of relative at this stage because Dublin is so bloody expensive.
I know, yeah. Actually, the prices don't shock you as much.
Yeah. There were a lot of things that I was like, that's the same as home. A couple of places obviously were like astronomical, and I've written down like some crazy prices that I'll tell you now in a sec. But my God, like, it just kind of shows you how bad we are here as well.
Right, okay.
So some of the crazy things that I saw was 34 euro for a margherita pizza.
What?
In a restaurant.
Was it a monster?
No, just regular pizza. Stop. And then 5 euro per pizza topping. Yeah.
What? For the extras?
5 per topping.
No.
17 euro for a tiramisu.
Oh.
In a restaurant.
Is that not just creamy stuff?
It's literally cream and biscuits. 17 euro for a chocolate bar. One chocolate bar, 17 euro. It's the most expensive I saw.
Crikey.
160 to use the toilet in the train station.
What?
160 now.
That's a bit rich.
Tap to pay as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the cheek. 6 euro for a tea and 5 euro for a bottle of Coke.
Wow.
In a shop. Yeah,
no, that is shocking.
But I also wrote down a list of things that were free in the city, okay? Pretty much everywhere you go, there's like free drinking fountains, so drinking water on the go. Free water mist zones. It was very, very hot. And they have these little standy-up scaffoldings with free mist.
Oh, that's nice.
That was nice. Free pads and tampons in a lot of toilets.
Cool.
Big tick. Our hotel offered this, which I've never seen before. They said if you don't want to have your room cleaned in the morning, you can have a free drink in the bar. I was like, hell yeah.
Sorry, explain that one to me.
I never want. You know the way they'll offer to like clean your room every morning?
Yeah, and then you're like, I'm only here for 2 days.
Yeah.
So I don't mind.
I don't want you bothering me in the morning. I want to sleep in, please. They were like, you can forgo your cleaning and have a free drink in the bar.
Oh, thank you.
You can be sure I took the $20 drink that was on the menu.
Yeah, thank
you. Two of them, thanks very much. And it was grand. And then the biggie in Geneva, free public transport. To and from the airport, all around the city, trams, buses, trains, everything.
Really?
So that was a big saving.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Free public transport, like no such thing.
Everywhere.
I've never heard of that anywhere before.
Crazy. Look, it's gorgeous and it's very, very wealthy. I saw some amount of Porsches, Aston Martins, every designer shop, a million designer watch shops. Like, it is wealthy.
Okay.
But I would say doable And I think when I give you my grand total, you won't be too shocked. And with somebody who has won themselves a few lovely bars of Swiss chocolate.
Wow.
For their
wow.
closest guess.
Out.
Oh, I did. So the person with the closest guess will win those bars of Swiss chocolate, and we'll do the big reveal next.
But I think I'd be disappointed if it's too low.
Yeah, you will.
I want you to be on Beans Till Christmas.
I know.
Not that we're getting at. Okay, more on that in a sec after Benson Boone at Spin.
Whoa. You got this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was telling you that I have been to Geneva there at the weekend with my mother. We went on a little weekend away. And on Friday, I got you to guess how much money I was going to spend while I was away. Because Geneva is officially the most expensive city in the world.
Pretty scary when you learn that, but when you've already booked to go somewhere.
I learned this after booking. And last Friday we asked you to guess how much I was going to spend, and the guesses were absolutely crazy and terrifying. Roisin said over 1,100, Rebecca 500, Tony 625, Dan 421, Tony 750, Becca 764. Crazy amounts.
You even got messages to say be incredibly careful with your data usage because they're not in the EU, and people were getting huge bills from layovers from there before.
Yeah, it does
seem to be robbing you blind, left, right and centre.
I basically had to work off Wi-Fi the whole time, but there were some things that were kind of surprising about Geneva. There was free public transport in the whole city.
Game changer.
And it was only 2 days, and I will say I think the amount that I'm about to reveal will be slightly disappointing because I managed to do pretty well in Geneva.
Well, you love a challenge. When you set yourself a challenge as well,
I sure do.
I'm sure you'd stick to it. I'd say you'd go without food just to try and keep it down.
Yeah, exactly.
Natalie is standing by this morning. What's the crack? How was your weekend?
Not a bother, thank God. And yourselves?
Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah.
All right, Natalie. So on Friday, I was telling you that I was off to Geneva, the most expensive city to live in the world. And you were guessing how much you thought I was going to spend while I was there. You got in with a guess. It was this.
I think Ashton will spend about €315 in Geneva.
€315?
€315 for a weekend. Can you talk me through your thought process with €315?
Generally just being a girl and going away and thinking we have no budget.
Yeah, bit of girl math involved. Had you ever been to Switzerland or anything?
No, it was just the first number that came into my head.
Okay, 315.
Just over 100 and whatever a day.
Yeah. You were actually on the very, very low end of the spectrum. Guesses went up over €1,000, Natalie. And you
were terrified of you going there.
Yeah, you were actually the second lowest guess, Natalie.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I can reveal that you were the closest guess.
Wow!
Woohoo!
Meaning, I will be sending you 3 bars of Swiss chocolate, one with hazelnuts,
one
of classic milk, and one of white, just to mix it up. You're very welcome.
Lovely. Can't wait.
Right, so you obviously kept spending pretty low, Ash.
We kept spending pretty low, and it wasn't like fully intentional, but we weren't splurging the cash. And I can reveal that what I spent was even lower than Natalie's guess.
Ooh,
the final tally came in at €292.74.
Wow, Ashing, that is good.
Fair play, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you eat anything all again?
We did. Look, we went to like nice restaurants for dinner. We kind of got pastries in the morning, so that was kind of cheaper. I did buy one very expensive bar of chocolate. Don't judge me. The bar of chocolate that I bought for myself, no offense, not for you, Natalie, was €12.
For a bar of chocolate?
Okay, that's okay.
It was in one of the very posh shops.
How many squares was in it?
There was a few. It was long. But like in the shops, there was far more expensive bars. I did buy myself a top as well. So you kind of accounted for that, Natalie, the girl shopping and all the rest.
Yeah. Sometimes the Zaras are just better somewhere else.
Yeah, and I did avail of DL duty free because Switzerland's not in the EU.
Oh,
had to get a few good jails on the way home as well.
You did very well, so gal.
I did. Okay. Yeah. Natalie, less expensive chocolate being sent out to you today.
But no problem at all. It's chocolate. It's good.
Exactly. Chocolate. Might be a little bit melted. It was 33 degrees.
You might have to prove it a little bit.
Yeah, prove it up. But it's in the fridge at the moment, so we're rehardening. Might just be a little bit out of whack.
Okay, Ashman.
She's like, this girl's a freak. That's true. Listen,
bye,
you asked for it, Natalie. You got in. Well done.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I want to give a little warning to any expectant mothers at the moment, and maybe down the line, and you'd like to have some kids of your own. Well, all I'm saying is be very careful where you are around your due date in terms of what shop that you might be in, what you might be visiting, etc.
Oh.
Because there might, should you deliver in a shop, you might feel a bit of an onus to pay tribute to that shop via the name you give your child.
Oh. Okay.
Reason I'm saying this is a mum has given birth in the bra section of a John Lewis.
Right? Very Father Ted.
Yeah, very Father Ted. In the underwear section, actually, in fact, and the bra section as well. Very handy, I'd imagine, in that section to give birth.
Absolutely.
Like, there's a lot of stuff there, I presume, would be helpful.
Yeah.
In the, you know.
Give me your biggest knickers, please.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's kind of the idea, I think. Her name is Charisma Webster. She was shopping with her mom. Her water's broke in the underwear aisle. She said, I wasn't due for another 6 days. Was a bit surprised. We told one of the ladies that worked in the section. She asked if we needed an ambulance. I was in shock. But then the John Lewis ladies took me to a changing room and cordoned it off.
That's mad.
Imagine being in the dressing rooms, someone next door trying on a new top, and you're like, move, babe, move. Some other ladies who worked in the store, they came, and luckily one was an ex-midwife, she said, and then one of the ladies said, oh gosh, it looks like you're going to have a baby. It's John Lewis.
Oh my God.
She called her baby Callie Blue Rose, but gave her the middle name of John Lewis.
No!
Would you believe? So it's Callie Blue Rose John Lewis surname. And here's, and this is my actually favourite quote from the entire story. She said, they even gave Callie Blue Rose her first outfit. You don't get Chanel for your baby if you deal it with the NHS.
Ah, very good.
So good. But listen, as I said, I just have a little PSA for you. If you are an expectant mother, or, you know, you're ever in that situation, here's some shops to avoid around your due date, okay? Because I just don't think they'd work very well. Or maybe you'd be decider of that.
Yeah.
Some would be fine, such as Zara.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say.
Like, that's
lovely.
No problem. I will happily give my little boy the middle name of Zara if that's what we
brand
need to do here, guys. And if you give me a bit of baby stuff with kids, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Home Store and More. This is Emma, Home Store and More Nolan. Now,
yeah, no good.
Marks and Spencer could be moved to Mark Spencer. I think we could get away with that one. I'd be sickened if it was a Woody's. Aisling Woody's Bonner. Like, you have enough going on with Bonner as it is.
Or just Woody, like Toy Story.
Yeah, I guess.
You have enough going on. How dare you?
You have enough to contend with Bonner as it is.
Yeah,
never mind
true.
If you had Woody before it. Pull and Bear. Just not really good fun, is it?
Callum no.
Pull and Bear Farmer. Super Dry, not good crack.
Super Dry Nolan.
Yes. You would never know peace in your life, would you? Never.
You really
You'd
wouldn't.
Never enjoy a playground without anxiety. Brown Thomas just sounds like a poo.
Oh my God, it does.
It does actually, doesn't it? Calvin Klein might work for you. Timberland just makes you, they'll all just think you're obsessed with that rapper.
Yeah, that's just kind of cringe, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd be so sickened if it was in Sunglasses Hut. And personally, if it was my mother, I'd curse her forever if she gave birth to me in Sweaty Betty.
Very good.
Sweaty Betty Nolan.
Sweaty Betty Nolan. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, Aisling Mr. Price Bunner.
I'd actually happily wear the name Mr. Price. Just call me Mr. Price.
One more. Callum Jim Plus Coffee Farmer.
Oh.
You'd be gutted. Hold on to your waters, gals.
All right, we are in the business hat end of the summer. We want to finish your summer off with an unbelievable prize. We want to send you and a friend off to Ibiza. You'll leave Dublin on Friday, 20th of September. You're going to spend 5 nights in a 4-star hotel in Ibiza. We'll give you tickets to one of the biggest closing parties around. Plus, because we're sound, travel to and from the airport, breakfast at the hotel, travel insurance, 20kg of luggage. This is the works.
We want to get not only our first qualifier of the day, but the first qualifier on the week on our show this morning. We told you if we rang you back, there's a certain way you got to answer the phone. And they're being very strict about this. So let's just hope for the best on this. And please answer your phone, obviously, too.
Hello?
No! Sorry, Emma. We needed Spin. Take me to Ibiza. Sorry, love.
Sorry.
Sorry, babe. Sorry, hon. Oh, no, I don't think people realise how much this kills me.
No, I can't. I can't. I couldn't even speak
I can't. I actually can't deal with that.
Can we just
spin? Take me to Ibiza. Yeah. Okay.
We're actually telling you it now. So go on. You can't miss this one.
Hello?
No!
We needed spin. Take me to Ibiza. I'm sorry.
Oh, sugar.
Sorry, babe. No, sorry. I want to go home.
Can I just go to the toilet?
I don't
want to
be here. I don't want to go.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Take me, Ibiza.
Your phone line is terrible, but you said it.
We got the gist.
Woo! Well done, Tony. How are you?
So I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Listen, you were in that draw.
Thanks so much.
Have you been?
I hope I win it.
I know, girl.
Well, look, we're rooting for you, Tony. Any holidays this summer, or would you be dying for this trip?
Oh, dying for this trip. Me and my husband haven't even had a honeymoon yet, so hopefully.
Oh, Tony, you're one of my favourites. Yeah. Just for saying that.
I know.
Oh, flip.
Thanks so much.
When did you get married, babe?
In June.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. We're rooting for you, Tony. You're in the
draw. How cool would it be if you were like, oh, me honeymoon? We did it in Ibiza.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, I think.
We didn't even pay for it.
Yeah. Listen, wishing you the very best of luck. Okay, well done.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye,
hon. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, grand. We got there.
All right, we got
still
there.
Still a bit of a struggle, though. Let's not get into that.
No.
I just answered the phone to everyone lately for the next 12
seconds.
Yeah, just do it. Why not? And another chance for you to qualify with Michaela on her show after 10 o'clock this morning. Do you think they're ever...
I don't want to talk about it.
I just don't want to talk... Do you think they're going to talk to us again? Ever listen to us again?
Those people? No, they're gone. No, they're long gone, I'd say.
So sad.
Sherlock was their own fault.
Taylor Swift. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Producer Callum.
I'm miserable and everybody knows. It's nice to be back.
You're not even acting like it's your birthday. You're so sad.
Yeah.
Poor producer Callum went over to Vienna with his girlfriend Jess last week to see Taylor. And
like many, many fans did too.
Yeah, and you know how excited I was for this. At the end of every Worst Bits, I was like, and I'm seeing Taylor Swift in X amount of days.
I know.
And the day before, like when we landed in Vienna on Wednesday morning, we were like, we're seeing Taylor Swift tomorrow. We're going to be seeing her tomorrow. And then when the news broke on Wednesday night, I know that we spoke about it on the show on Thursday morning. When the news broke on Wednesday night that they cancelled the gigs because of a terror plot, I just couldn't believe it.
You never, ever would have ever thought that might happen. Maybe that she was sick or something. She lost her voice.
Yeah, of course.
Just crazy. But you had loads of videos and stuff up of people like singing in the streets and all afterwards.
Yeah.
Was the mood like slightly lifted?
Do you know what? Like there was the initial hit of, oh my God, this has been cancelled because of potentially the worst thing in the world, loss of life. Scary. But then to see the amount of fans come together the next couple of days where the police over there were saying like, stay like indoors for your safety for a little bit. For fans and stuff. And they were just, people weren't going against what the police were saying, but it was just like, my girlfriend Jess sums it up really well, where these gigs have been such a safe space for so many people.
To see friendship and love and care,
to see that outside of an arena where everyone was singing songs, gathering, still trading the friendship bracelets.
So cute.
So many museums and shops, I know you touched on it last week, were giving away free stuff for people with ticket holders. The queues were massive, so Swarovski, they were giving out bracelets and everything.
Yes, I saw that. Was that real?
Yeah,
I know. I don't think there was many, was there?
No, they gave them away like literally within an hour.
Did you get anything for free?
There was a queue, like you could go into a burger restaurant to get a free burger, but the queue was like two hours down the way.
Anything for free.
Vienna's a lovely city, but I never want to go back just because of the sadness that it is now. I didn't even bring a fridge magnet home or anything.
Yeah.
Like that trip never happened.
It just kind of, it's a bit traumatizing, isn't it? Because it just kind of rattle your emotions for a few days, and then obviously there's the disappointment for the gig as well.
Yeah.
Then you're like, am I even allowed to be disappointed with the gig? But you are, of course. It's all just.
Yeah, and now when you listen to her, you're just gonna be sad.
So sad. I'm going to Florida in 10 days, so like I'm gonna ignore that now and like Mickey Mouse, here I come.
Right. He's all right,
though. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hey, good morning. Hope you're good.
Do you ever meet somebody and not realize they're famous and then afterwards kind of look them up and be like, damn, They're actually really cool.
I can't say it's happened to me, but I can imagine the scenario.
Okay, well, so I was on the flight going over to Geneva. I went with my mum over the weekend, and on Friday we flew out, and we were in the middle seat and the window seat, and there was a man sitting on the aisle seat beside me, and he had a cool vibe. Mm. Like, do you know when you just see someone and you're like, I feel like you're someone?
Do you know what? It's such a strange and potentially stupid thing to say, but like, the nature of our job is we interview people sometimes.
Yeah.
And you can just tell that they're a celebrity.
Sometimes,
you
yeah.
You can just tell.
You're like, you've got a star power. This yeah. man was like, I'd say he's like in his like late 60s or whatever, and he was wearing like a cool like shirt with the kind of the buttons open, and he had these like...
Bit of chest hair?
A little bit.
Okay.
He had yeah. these kind of slip-on like leather sandals.
Oh, hello.
And then he had like a chain.
Okay.
I was like, ah. An
I think
older you're man
be that
in a chain.
Wear a chain. Yeah. An older man have a chest hair and wear leather sandals.
Yeah.
You're probably, if you're not a celebrity, you're definitely a wannabe.
And then when we were getting off the flight, he was like standing up to get off, and this these women behind were a bit giddy, and they were like, "Excuse me, you're your man from Keela, aren't you?" And they fully like outed him so loud on the plane. And he's the lead singer of this Irish like folk group called Keela.
Ah.
K-I-F-O-L-A. They've been going for like 30 years. I see they've done Vicar Street and loads of things. And I've been listening to them ever since.
No
and
way.
Now I'm like, I'm a huge fan.
Ah,
and I didn't even know.
Was there any chat amongst you on the plane? Nothing.
No, but like, and like I went to the toilet once and he was just like very zen and he didn't like listen to any devices or whatever. And then when he left, he had like a fancy bag with I think maybe a bower on in it.
A baron in
yeah, and he was
bag.
Going over to play a gig in Switzerland.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm just exposing all of this man's personal business. But I'm raging now because I'm like, they're actually class and I didn't even know.
That's annoying. I that know. Is such a letdown.
And then I saw Ryan Tuberty in the airport coming home.
Did you?
Did you?
Did you get a picture with him?
Exposed him as well there now.
Did you?
No, I didn't get a picture with him. No, I'm way too cool for that. I'm really not. I wish I did.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ah, it's all over now.
Ah, it is, yeah.
Ah, we had a good run. Sadly, yesterday evening, the 2024 Paris Olympic Games came to a close. Although, Paralympics kicking off, I think, on the 28th of, yeah. of August. So that's good news. But there was a mega closing ceremony last night. I thoroughly enjoyed keeping up with the games. And 4 years is a long time. LA 2028.
Can they not... What story with these athletes? Can they not pull it out of the bag again next year?
I know. So bloody lazy. What? But I do think it's one of those things where we'll slowly forget about it. And then we'll be like, Janie, is that this year?
Yeah, we'll fly around again. Yeah.
While the Olympics are on, I haven't been able to stop wondering and kind of wishing that someday... Perhaps could Ireland host the Olympic Games?
I think the short answer there would be no.
I don't know. I have faith in us. And lo and behold, I'm not the only one. Because over the weekend, a Fianna Fáil senator named Malcolm Byrne has come out with a hand with his chest and made the confident statement that Ireland should start developing a bid to host the Olympic Games. I saw this and said, good on you, Malcolm. Sticking your neck out for something you believe in. And then I read on. And he's suggesting that we host it in the year 2072.
Oh, sweet Lord. Will I be alive then? Will I be dead then?
Honestly, maybe. It's 48 years' time. Yeah. So he says, cynics will knock the move, but let us be imaginative and explore what we would need to do as an island to achieve this goal. In a sense, you could look at it as being like, the only way we could ever host an Olympics is if we start planning 48 years in advance.
Wow, that's a bit grim.
Whereas most countries can do it, say, 4 or 8 years in advance. But I'm Team Malcolm on this. And would you believe yesterday evening, this was just mad. I was having a walk up and down Kildare Street, as I do from time to time.
You just walk up and down Kildare
yeah,
Street.
Yeah, nice part of the city. Mm. And a paper airplane flew down from one of the offices in Leinster House.
Are you
and
serious?
And it clocked me in the temple.
You always get hit by papers and documents, yeah. don't you, in the face?
When I folded it out, it was Senator Malcolm Byrne's notes for Ireland's 2072 Olympic bid.
I can't believe this has happened to you again.
And it went something like this. The opening ceremony for the Dublin Games 2072 will be held in the RDS, and each country will be set up at a little stand like the Young Scientist exhibition, and they'll each have like an A3 poster behind them with all the things you can do in that country.
That's nice. Perfect. Maybe you get like a little free keyring or a fridge magnet at
their
stand.
Or like some treats from that country. Yeah.
That's a nice idea.
Shoujo Burkino Connor will be back on the saddle in the equestrian section at 92 years of age.
Wow,
he'll be
man.
Still going, so- Keno Connor. The Olympic sport climbing will take place on the spire for 2072. They're going to stick the little silver grabby bits all the way up along, and you'll hoot yourself up. Trampolining will come live from various different housing estate gardens with trampolines donated by local kids.
Yeah, perfect.
They're going to make a glass extension of the rooftop of the Northside Shopping Centre so that they can make the swimming pool on the Northside Shopping Centre Olympic sized, and athletes will have a lovely view of the Oscar Trainer Road as they go for gold.
Fabulous. Yeah. Gorgeous. Beep, beep.
Yeah. The G is going to be dropped from the name of lots of sports, so you'll have rowing, swimming, surfing, boxing. And finally, this one is great, I think. For Dublin 2072, the games will be renamed the O'Olympics. The O'Olympics.
The O'Olympics.
Like O'Leary.
Yeah, because
O'Brien.
And also, we really do pronounce our O in Olympics over here. So the O'Olympics.
The O'Olympics. Okay, yeah, very so good. That's the plan.
I'm excited.
I'm behind it.
That's brilliant.
I'll sign
that
petition.
Now. Yeah, do. Yeah. Get on it. Yeah. Particularly excited about the development of the Northside Shopping Centre.
Yeah. Yeah. And let me tell you, I'll be walking on Kildare Street more often.
We were all kind of jet setting at the weekend, weren't we? You made us seem really cool, but we're not at all.
Yeah. No, we're losers.
We're actually complete losers.
Yeah.
We were all like, this weekend. Oh, are you away this weekend?
All four of us were on planes.
Yeah, we were. Anyway, we're not cool. And I went to England. Ew, I know.
So mean.
Oh, so mean. And I'm clearly joking. I really hope that you're not offended. I'm joking.
No, because I know what's about to come.
Yeah, yeah.
She's going to want to move to England or something.
I went to visit my friend in England over the weekend.
Yeah, we say friend in inverted commas
yeah,
here.
Yeah, grand. Okay, Ashley, whatever. And he's from, or my friend, I mean, is from Yorkshire.
Yeah, you'll hear more about him, I'm sure, later on. Go on.
But I have come back. I wouldn't say totally with you, Callum, but I like England.
Oh!
And here's why, from my 48-hour experience. Just to preface, I'd been to England 3 times in my life.
That's quite low, I'd say, for most people.
Like, 18, went to London for 2 days, and then after that was in Brighton twice. That's it.
Branded,
that's been the extent of it. I know nothing about the place, apart from what I see on The Crown. That's all I know. And like the David Beckham documentary was cool to see the football stuff, and I know whatever from Callum about Nottingham.
Three really random cultural
references.
That's
all I know.
The David Beckham documentary. That's how I know about England. What?
Anyway, number one, Leeds Airport is probably my favourite airport in the world.
Okay, go on.
Here's why. It has absolutely zero notions about itself, and it's the honestly easiest airport to navigate in the world.
Really?
Like, how many more toilet signs do I need? Like, I get it's just around the corner. Like, I'm on my way and it's telling me that I'm nearly there as I get there. Kind of a thing. Also, like, it's honestly like walking through a shed.
So small.
So easy. Like, the most easy place. You literally would do like 20 steps.
I would say walking through a shed can be tricky. A lot of things to hop over.
Well, that's
lawnmowers
true.
In the way.
It doesn't have the bits in the way, but it's very... Like, you know the way you go to Dublin Airport and you're like, oh, that's my step goal. Goal after because I got out to the gates or whatever. I presume all of England is like this, Callum, because I've been to one part of England. Lots of flowers absolutely everywhere. People love flowers. If there is anywhere to put a flower pot, they'll shove one on it. That's what it looked like to me anyway.
I feel like you've gone to a place that is very quaint, very countryside.
Affluent, perhaps.
Yeah. Not all of England is this.
Right, okay. Well, the bit I saw, there was just flower pots on anything that was raised, there was a flower pot.
Have you been following the news? There's been a lot of riots in the UK recently.
There was a bit of concern for me before I left. Yes, I said, I think all will be okay. I'm hoping for the best. The accents, another reason why it's great. Oh, it is quite lovely.
Okay, now you're losing the room.
Oh, no, it's quite nice. I enjoyed it because I used to talk to my friend, but then there was like 75 more people around at one point, and I was like, oh my god, it's just everywhere, it's so nice. Everyone calls you love, and I like that.
Yeah, you do like calling people pet names. You're a bit English in that way.
Well, yeah, that was long before. I've always been like that.
You do call people like love and pet.
Yeah, I do quite a bit. Maybe it's my mom used to give out to me for doing that, because I'd be like 17 in a shop with her buying something, and she'd be like, would you stop calling the woman babe?
Did you call your friend love?
Another thing I did that makes me think England might be kind of fun is I went to a Leeds game on Saturday. Oh. The one against Portsmouth.
Yeah, that's one of the top things to do in England.
I went to a Leeds game and I thought it was fun. I asked for some practice from my friend for the chance. I was dying to learn.
Go on.
So I liked the marching on together one. That was good crap.
Do it.
I don't think I can. I don't know if anyone would.
Do you know, Callum?
Legally, I'm not allowed to because I'm a Nottingham Forest fan.
Are they big rivals?
And we hate Leeds.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you?
Fine. Fight.
No, I really enjoyed the match game. What'd you say?
Match
was really fun. And finally, Aisling, I know that you came back from your trip to Belfast recently and went on about Sainsbury's, but can I have my moment, please?
Please.
Wow. Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's knocking it out of the park.
Absolutely knocking it out of the park. Like, I love Irish jobs and stuff and Irish companies doing well, but can we have it? Please. I want Sainsbury's.
It's just a supermarket. Nothing special.
You need to go back to the podcast to hear last week's talk about Sainsbury's, the veggie delights. What did you like about it?
Do you know what? No, I didn't get this, but I just thought it was so cool to give that option. There was a lady, this was very early in the morning yesterday, like 6 a.m. and there was a lady obviously going to start work, and just out of the fridge she picked up 2 boiled eggs. Because you could just do that.
Already boiled.
And just eat them.
Knock them back.
Yeah. Last time I saw that was in Thailand.
You can do that in Dunn's.
They boiled eggs that you can pick up
from the salad bar.
Anyway.
Next time you go over, visit a place called Morrison's, another supermarket.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Their food counters are astonishing. They have like hot pies and everything.
Was Sharon Osbourne on the ad for Morrison's?
Yes.
Great spot.
You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Cyril and Stumbling In. A song that was released in the 70s, I believe, initially.
No way.
Nothing is safe. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin Morning. Producer Callum.
Hello there. Over the last couple of weeks, around this time, we've been playing our game One Foot in the Rave, where you have to guess a dance song from a very small clip that we play you.
Yes.
For many IMC Cinema Pass as well. I'm putting a different twist on it this week. Emma, you may not be very good at this. Ash, you may be all right.
Ooh, let's do it acting.
I'm welcoming you to this game I'm calling A Second in the Cinema.
Oh!
So, it basically works like One Foot in the Rave, where I've a clip, a very short clip, from a film.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell me what film it's from.
Okay, cool.
That's all it is. It's a 1 second clip from a film, taken out of context. It could be a random sentence. It could be a character. It could be a song, but it's from a certain film.
Okay.
That's very difficult.
But I think this morning especially, I've chosen kind of an iconic actor for you to know what kind of the film is from.
And I guess if you can pick some iconic lines, you can't be going with just the...
Well, I was very close to choosing, like, just some sound effects. I was like, that's going to be too hard for David.
And I think as well, if you cop who the actor or actress is, then you're automatically going to narrow down those, aren't you?
So it's going to work the same as how we play One Foot in the Rave, where if you know the name of the film, all you have to do is text the word cinema to 087-711-1038.
Oh, so that's let me guess.
Cinema in a WhatsApp. Only 2 IMC cinema passes up for grabs.
Appropriate.
If you get it correctly, but it is a second clip.
So there's only 2 IMC cinema passes for the second. Okay, it's a full second.
It's a full second. I'm not playing 0.2 seconds of a film because that would be impossible.
And let me ask, if we don't get a win today, do we roll on to tomorrow?
We'll see what.
Make it longer.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay, so this is a prototype game.
Just demoing.
A second in the cinema.
Okay, so let's listen to the clip once, then we can play it a couple of times. So let's hear the clip. Cinema in a WhatsApp, 087-711-1038, if you know what movie it's from.
Here we go.
You might have seen a house.
Oh, wow, a second is a lot of time.
It is.
In the context of lines.
You might have seen a house.
You might have
seen a house.
I know the answer.
You might have seen a house.
You do already?
Of course I do.
I don't, obviously.
You don't?
I've seen like 4 movies.
Well, I definitely know the character. I guess there's more to think about that.
And say if it's a film, I'm going to rule out Toy Story straight away. Say if it's a film in a series, you have to give me the specific film. If it's from Toy Story 4, I'm not going to accept Toy Story when you come on.
Okay. That's where I might fall down. Okay. Give it again a few more times.
Okay.
You might have seen a house.
Would this by any chance be a movie that you personally like quite a lot?
Yes.
Okay, typical. Yeah. Always out for himself, our Callum.
Yeah.
Okay, have a listen again. What movie do you think that's from?
You might have seen a house.
We need cinema in a WhatsApp for your guesses, please, on 087-711-1038.
Producer Callum brought us a brand new game on the show today. It's quite like the game One Foot in the Rave that we played last week.
But in a way, it's not at all.
No, not at all. It's got a twist. It's called 1 second in the Cinema, where we play you 1 second of a film, a clip from that film, and you have to guess what it is. Sounds really, really hard.
Actually, do you know what? There's so many random people messaging in the word cinema. which is what we asked you to do, yeah, if you think you know. That lots of people obviously have a bit of a seem to know what's going on
I
here.
I think it's easier than you think when you hear the clip. There's a lot more in a second than you might think. Have a listen.
You might have seen a house.
I mean, if that was a dance song version, it would just be a beat or something, wouldn't it, maybe?
Yeah. So, quite a recognisable voice there.
Lauren is standing by. How are you? What's going on?
Hi, how are we?
Good, babe. How are you doing? Okay?
Good, not too bad.
Are you a big movie buff, Lauren?
I try to be. My boyfriend's a bit better than I am, but I do try.
Okay, but you think you have an idea of the second in the cinema clip?
Have a listen again, Lauren.
You might have seen a house.
You might have seen a house.
You might have seen a house. I want to say I know the franchise, but I'm just trying to think, is it 1, 2, or 3? I'm going to go with Shrek 2.
Shrek 2, you're locking in. Producer Callum?
It's not Shrek 2.
No! Oh, I think this is going to be a sickler, okay. Lauren. I'm sorry,
babe.
Thank you,
thanks,
though.
Mil.
Bye, babe. Bye. Talk to you later. Okay.
We move. It is not Shrek 2.
It's going to be hard if it is anything to do with that franchise. How does anyone, is that good to be able to distinguish? I wouldn't have a notion.
I would say don't overthink it.
Alan, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Good.
Okay, come here. Listen, we're playing 1 second in the cinema. Yeah. Here is the clip, Alan.
You might have seen a house.
Do you have any idea what movie that's from?
I went with Shrek.
Which Shrek now, if you had to pick?
I'll just say the first.
You're just going to go with Shrek 1 because we have ruled out Shrek 2, so I'd say that's a wise choice.
Let's check.
You might have seen a house fly, maybe even a super fly, but I bet you ain't never seen a donkey fly.
Brilliant.
Very good, Alan. Are you a big Shrek fan?
Yeah, I love Shrek, yeah.
Such a classic. I forgot about that quote and then I was like, oh, I really hope I get this right at the end.
Yeah. Listen, you're off to the cinema on us. Thank you very much and have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy life in that fish tank you're in.
Bye.
I'm on the boat, sorry.
Same thing. Bye.
Talk to you later.
A successful 1 second in the cinema, I would say.
Very nicely done, producer Callum. What do we think? Will 1 second in the cinema be returning to the show?
Back tomorrow, and Emma, will we give you the task for the cinema clip tomorrow?
It'll be good luck. It's going to be the world.
Easiest film ever.
Jack! 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 Something that obvious.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This NFL season, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get 3 weeks of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. So if you've got a hunch, you can watch it come to life live. Like a vibe hunch.
I don't like the way the quarterback is warming up. I don't like the way the running back is warming up. I definitely don't like the way the punter is warming up.
Put your hunch to the test this season with FanDuel. All customers bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Plus, new customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. 21 plus and present in North Carolina. New customer offer. First online real money wager only. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets expiring 7 days after receipt. See terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. NFL Sunday Ticket offer from YouTube and YouTube TV ends 9/22/24. After 3-week free trial, the full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally. Cancel anytime. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. YouTube TV base plan required to watch YouTube TV. Redemption requires a Google account and current form of payment.